It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Nancy LeBon. She is in charge this year of the 7th Annual Community Angel Tree for Seniors. This is such a great event that they do every year. We're going to get more into it. And there's a couple of places you can go get your angels. And then we have one centralized drop-off point. We'll talk about those. And then we're going to talk about the delivery, because that's the best, funnest part of the whole thing. I mean, you may enjoy going out and buying gifts for others and things like that, and that's awesome. But the delivery is probably the funnest part of the whole angel tree, senior angel tree experience. So, Nancy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You said you're a busy lady. We're going to have to do this over the phone. Got a lot going on this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, I got a lot going on. But, you know, this is close to my heart. As you know, we've done it now. This is our 7th year.
And this is a great, great event. Now, just to kind of let everybody know, you are completely separate from the United Way Angel Tree.
We're our own, and we also are not affiliated with any church. The reason we're in that church building is because that's where I am. But it is a community project, and we have people from all walks of life and every denomination or no denomination come in and get ornaments and shop for the county's seniors, Carbon County, Emery County.
And you know, I think that we've talked about this in the past. Some of the things that they really need are very, very simple things. You know, it's I remember one year you told me one guy just needed straw for his horse, and you had to track it down and got that taken care of. Other people, you know, they're looking for like pets, food for their animals, and those kinds of things, and it just makes you look at these things in a totally different light. That's what Christmas is all about. It's thinking about other people, and what a better way to do it than to take part in this community angel tree for seniors. So let's let everybody know, where can they go get the angels at?
Okay, the one in Carbon County is in our county administration building at 751 East, 100 North, and it's in the lobby right outside the utilities, the clerk, the county clerk. It's right outside her office, and it's in the lobby, and all we ask is that you take as many as you want and write the number down and your name and the phone number so we can get a hold of you if we need to for any reason, or if they don't come back in and we need to see who has that. So we don't want anybody left out on, for our delivery day.
Most definitely. And then you do have a place that you can get angels over in Emery County as well, correct?
We do. We have one thanks to Robbie at the Senior Center. He is the director of both Carbon and Emery County Senior Centers, and he is putting a tree up. I believe he's already done it at Emery County Courthouse. That's at 75 East Main in Castledale.
All right, and I think we need to let people know that, and as you said, these are county buildings, so they will be closed Thanksgiving and the Friday after. So you can get out there and get these angels all next week, pick them up. And then the other part about it, too, is you've got to have all your wrapped gifts, and they need to be returned to the Notre Dame Hope Center. And that's between the 6th and the 9th of December. And you says, you know, there's just going to be so many of them through your experience that this space was just enough to kind of hold all of them, isn't it?
Well, last year, everything was shut down, including the senior centers. But thanks to the staff at the senior centers, they helped us. And they had, in fact, they did the lion's share of the work. They had all of the gifts at the senior center, because they were closed. You walk in and it was just gifts as far as you could see. That staff had so much fun. It's a lot of work, but they had so much fun with it, and they also got to deliver. And the folks that, these are all Meals on Wheels recipients. Those have always been the seniors that's our audience. There was nobody better than the senior center to pick up the slack. I was going to cancel it with a heavy heart. I was going to cancel it because of COVID. And United Way and Robbie, they all said, no, we'll help. And they did. And United Way has their own angel tree, but ours is specifically seniors, and it is specifically Meals on Wheels recipients.
So that is the great thing about this. And you know, we talked about that part of it, but I think, honestly, for my money, the funnest part is going to be the delivering of gifts. And if people are out there and they're interested, you've got a very special Santa's helper that's going to kind of coordinate delivery of gifts this year.
We have a wonderful Santa's helper. Carrie Willis has volunteered to help us. And I told her I needed some help this year, and she said, what do you need? And I said, I need a director of elves. And she took it, and she put a thing on Facebook with her number and her name, and she's organized the whole thing. And I am so grateful. And I hope it is as much fun for her as it has been for us. And there is just something magical when this little person opens the door and their eyes fill with tears when we're standing there with Christmas presents for them. And we'll either have elf hats on. We've got free Santa hats as long as they last for our elves. And we've got a few elf hats left, but mostly Santa hats. And it's just the most rewarding thing, because so many times these people are forgotten, and it just does your heart good.
It really does, and I can tell just listening to you talk about it that it's kind of getting to you right now. So yeah. Let's talk about this. I think this would be, if you've got a school group or a civic group or something like that that would be interested in helping out, this would be a great thing for them to do. So if you've got them, contact Terry Willis, and I'm going to give you her number. It's 650-1209. Give her a call. Tell her that you're interested in helping to deliver gifts, the senior angel tree gifts. They're going to start on Saturday, December 11th, and like you said, they're going to start at 9 o'clock, and they'll go until all the gifts have been delivered, right?
That's exactly right. And with Terry as organizer this year, I have a feeling those presents are going to whip out the door like an assembly line.
They'll take care of themselves almost, won't they? All right, Nancy, if anybody's got questions about this, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 637-6195 and leave a message. I am frequently on the phone. I have an office, and I'm the president of a philanthropic organization statewide this year. So I'm on the phone a good deal. So I just said to folks, just leave a message, and I'll certainly call them back. In fact, I got one about 2 minutes before you called, Dave.
Well, you know what? Like I said, you're a busy lady. Once again, it is the 7th Annual Community Angel Tree for Seniors. Angels can be picked up at the Carbon County Administration Building and the Emory County Courthouse. Remember, they will be closed this on Thanksgiving Day and Friday. You can go pick up your angels next week, and then they need to be delivered and wrapped and everything and ready to roll back at the Notre Dame Hope Center between December 6th and December 9th. If you've got any questions, you can give Nancy a call at 637-6195. Nancy, thank you so much for doing this again this year. Thank you so much for taking out the time. And I'm going to let you go so you can get back to your busy life.
All right, Dave, don't forget to say their address at the Notre Dame Hope Center. Some folks don't know where it is.
That's right. The Notre Dame Hope Center address is 185 North Carbon Avenue, right there, kind of kitty corner from Notre Dame Church on Carbon Avenue. Nancy, once again, thank you so much for doing this, and I'm going to let you go, and you have a great day, okay?
You too, and thanks so much for getting the word out. We sure appreciate
anytime.
It.
Anytime. This is one thing that I love talking about. That's Nancy LeBon with the 7th Annual Community Angel Tree for Seniors. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.